James Van Antwerpen is Van Antwerp is the technical director of the Naval Undersea Warfare Center Division in Keyport, Washington, and winner of the Federal Managers Association's Federal Manager of the Year Award, and here to talk about his magic. Thanks for being on this afternoon, and congratulations to you, James.
Well, Francis, thank you very much. It's quite an honor and quite a surprise. So it's great to be on the radio today. I heard your weather report. You can send some of that sunshine out here to the northwest.
You're a little lacking, huh?
Yeah, I think we're about to go in our streak of 6 months of rain here.
So. All right. Tell me what the Naval Undersea Warfare Center Division does out in Washington.
Well, we do a couple of very important things for the Navy and mostly the undersea warfare community. We do build all of the Navy's torpedoes, as well as support a number of the electronic systems aboard the U.S. submarine fleet. So it's pretty exciting work, and it's great to see our Navy doing such great work around the world these days.
You direct this operations in there in Keyport, also in Bangor in Washington, in Pearl Harbor in Hawaii, San Diego, and Hawthorne, Nevada. You administer, it says here, an annual operating budget of $350 million, and you manage over 1,500 employees. What is it about your management style that leads to some of the successes that I'm reading about here?
Well, I guess that's a great question, Francis. I mean, it's a little bit hard to talk about that because it's probably evolved over the years. But I think one of the big keys that I try to do, and my style's changed a little over the years, but is get the roadblocks out of the way of our employees. I mean, we have an incredibly talented workforce these days that we've been able to hire. The economy has allowed us to hire the best kids the country's got to offer. And so our job really is to get out of the way and make sure they got the tools to go do the best thing they can for the Navy. So a lot of my role has been to, one of the things that actually got me this award was we set up a group to try to figure out how to retain the professional women in our organization so we can work them through their childbearing years and how do we keep the best of the best in the workforce. And so that was a very, very rewarding, I think, challenge but opportunity for me to help a group of folks. We got ultimately a child care center built. We improved some of the safety aspects of the women coming and going to work. And so ultimately, I think it's led to the retention of some people we otherwise would have lost. And to me, that's very rewarding and very exciting.
I'm looking at this description, and we have it linked up on federalnewsradio.com from the Federal Managers Association about why you won. And you're referring to the Professional Women Employee Networking Group. A lot of managers seem to have a hard time just finding the time to get their regular work done, let alone adding something extra, putting some oomph behind it, as I'm sure you had to do, to get this up and running and make it effective. How do you recommend to a peer of yours to find the time to be able to work something extra into the schedule, whether it's this effort or some other effort directed at keeping your workforce supported?
Well, that is a good question, but I think it comes down to the priorities that you make for yourself and for your command. I've always thought, one, it's really important to do what you do well. And so that's the day-to-day part of your job. You know, keep the programs running straight and narrow that you're supposed to be managing. But on the other hand, I think you got to spend a fair amount of your time with an eye on the business and looking forward. And the more I've gone down the road in my career, the more important it is that we work on developing a workforce that's going to take this place and the rest of the Navy forward into the rest of this century. And so that's become more important for me as I've gone on, is to make sure that we really are developing our people. I mean, there's only so much I can get done, but there's a whole lot that 1,500 people can get done.
If you could choose one resource that either you don't have or you don't have enough of that would make your job easier, what do you think you'd choose?
Boy, that's a tough one. You know, this is actually a great time to be a manager, so that one's hard to answer. I mean, it's easy to be a manager when there's lots of money out there and you can do everything the Navy wants, but certainly one of our biggest challenges now is how do we remain agile and get the Navy the important stuff it needs at some reasonable rate of efficiency here. So I guess there was a resource. I don't know if there's a resource I'm lacking, because I've always looked at this from a fairly positive viewpoint. You know, this is when we need managers. This is when we need good employees. And it's really an exciting time to work for the Navy. So, I think it's just awesome here. So, tough question to answer. I don't know that I'm lacking a resource. I suppose money, but that's really not a driver these days. We just need to do the best we can with what we got and help the Navy move forward in this budget environment.
All right, the last question then I think will be a little bit easier for you to answer, Jim. Your alma mater, University of Michigan, what bowl game do you think they'll wind up in this year?
Well, I don't know. The Big Ten's really a toss-up this year, you know, Francis. We thought we had some front runners there, and it wasn't Michigan, but they've all lost a game, so I don't know. I'm still hoping they can go to the Rose Bowl.